Good morning, and welcome to Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura, and I bring you greetings from Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We continue with our theme for this year, Who is He? What is He to you? We are praying the names of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. As we complete our 17th and final week of praying the names of Jesus, this week's name we pray for Jesus is I Am. We have two scriptures this morning. The first is Exodus 3, verses 13 through 14, and I read both from the New International Version. Exodus 3, 13, 14 says, Moses said to God, Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your fathers has sent me to you. And they ask me, What is his name? Then what should I tell them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you ought to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And John 8, verses 57 through 58 says, The Jews said to Jesus, You are not even 50 years old. How could you have seen Abraham? Jesus told them, I can guarantee you this truth. Before Abraham was ever born, I am. Ann Spangler writes in her book, Praying the Names of God for 52 Weeks, In Jesus we have the richest, most vivid picture of God imaginable. No longer does God seem remote, displeased with the world he has made. Instead, he bends towards us, sharing our weakness and shouldering our burden. Through the perfect offering of his life, he becomes our way back to the Father. He is the true vine in which we abide, bearing fruit for God's kingdom. He is the loving God who will never abandon us, but who will be present with us always, leading us into eternal life. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. Father God, we are just so grateful this morning. Father God, we are able to exhale knowing that you are God and that you sent your Son, Christ Jesus, to earth to bear our sins. Jesus is the great I Am, Lord God. Your word tells us that Jesus is the bread of life. He is the light of the world. Before Abraham was born, he said, I am. Jesus tells us that I am the gate for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. And I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. So, Father God, we are just so grateful for I Am. We are grateful for Jesus who is here and is living among us, Father God. And we are so grateful knowing that on this side of the earth, we will see more when we transition, Lord God. We are so grateful that this is a temporary space for us, Lord God, but we will see Jesus, Lord God. So, Father God, we just lift up Jesus this morning. There's nothing else that we can do. He is our vine, Father God. He is our shepherd, Father God. He is the light of the world for us, Father God. So we humbly come before you today just saying thank you. Just being able to say, we know who our shepherd is. We know who our Lord and Savior is. We know who we can depend on, Lord God. Through the harsh times, Father God, through the good times, we know that we can look to our Lord and Savior. I am. There is nothing more to be said. He is El Roy. He sees us, and he is I am. And that is all we need to know. With that, we are able to take each day each day, each hour, step by step, knowing that we have a Lord and Savior who has championed for us, Lord God, a Lord and Savior who has stepped in between the gap, Father God. He is the one, his step has tore that veil, Father God, so that we could come to you, Father God. He has taken on our sins, Father God, so that we can have a relationship with you. My God, I am. That's who our Lord and Savior is. I am. And we will never forget that, Lord God. As we go through our day, Father God, let us remember Christ Jesus. Let us remember who he is. Let us remember that we have a counselor, a comforter. We have a brother. We have a father. We have a sister, Father God. We have the great I Am who has gone through everything we have gone through. There's nothing that he has not bared for us, Lord God, but he has done it without sin. So we have so much to look forward to, Lord God. Let us remember throughout the day to just talk to Jesus, Lord God. Tell him how we're feeling, Father God. Sharing our thoughts, having that conversation, Lord God. Developing a relationship with your son, Lord God. Father God, as we just go through this day, Lord God, just remembering the great I Am, Lord God, remembering what Jesus has done for us, Lord God, we know that we are to give him the praise and glory. The praise and glory goes to him, Lord God. Let us not get caught up in the day just thinking about ourselves, Lord God, because we know through Christ Jesus all things are possible. Let us remember to keep our minds stayed on Jesus, Lord God. And Father God, as we go through this morning of prayer, Lord God, we are going to pray for healing this morning. We are praying for Cheryl Powell, and we're praying for Barbara Jordan, who are recovering for surgery. Father God, your word says in Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. So, Father God, we lift up Cheryl and Barbara to you. We ask for the continual recovery, Lord God. We ask that their body continues to heal, Lord God. We ask that they continue to get good advice, good reports from their doctors, Lord God. We ask that they continue to follow the instructions that they were given post surgery, Lord God, so that they can continue and that the body will continue to heal, Lord God. And Father God, we also are lifting up Dee's cousin Ponce, who is having surgery this morning. Father God, it is going to be a long surgery, so we are lifting up Ponce to you as well, Lord God. We pray that all may go well during that surgery and that all will be in good health, Father God. So, Father God, we know that prayer works. So, again, we are lifting up Cheryl, Barbara, and Ponce this morning to you, Father God, that all continues, that all goes well and all continues to go well in the healing process, Father God. Father God, we also ask that you remove any fear that they may have during this process, Lord God. Let them know that you are God and that you are there with them. So, Lord, let's continue to pray for healing for not only Cheryl and Barbara and Ponce, but for all who may be entering surgery this morning or are going through the healing process, Lord God. Father God, we are also praying for Dee, Lord God. We're praying for restoration of her body, Lord God. God, you said to us in Psalm 28:7 that the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. So, Father God, we are praying for restoration of Reverend Dee's body this morning, Father God. Help her to get the rest that her body may need, Father God. Help her to be able to rejuvenate. Help her to eat well, Father God. Drink well, Father God. Help her to move around well, Father God. Father God, as you help to restore her body, Lord God, we ask that you're able to give her the rest that she needs while still giving her that fire and that desire to do your will, Father God. Father God, we are also praying that she has a productive day as well. Father God, we know how we can just get caught up in just procrastination, Father God, of being distracted by things that may come to us throughout the day, Father God. But we know that Rev D is on a mission, Lord God. She is almost through, over to that mountaintop, Father God. She is almost there. So we are praying that you continue to give her the strength, give her the wherewithal, give her everything that she needs, Father. Remove the distractions that may be around her, Father God. Let her focus. Let her mind be able to draw everything she needs to do to be productive today and moving forward, Father God. She is almost through to this race that she is on, Father God, and we know, we are declaring that she has made it already. So, Father God, since Rev D has already made it, we ask that you just continue to give her the strength, Father God, and give her that victory. We are praising you now, Lord God, for her victory. Father God, we love you and adore you, and we know that you have Rev D in your hands, Lord God. So continue to give her the strength she needs, rest her body, Lord God, and at the same time, let her continue to be productive, Lord God. And Father God, I am just praying that you send servant disciples, Lord God, send servant disciples who are ready and willing to partner with Rev D in the launch of Beloved Church, Lord God. Father God, we know there are so many who need to know who you are, Father God. So many that needs to hear a word from you, Lord God. So we just pray, Father, even through the social media outlets, that you bring more of your sheep to Rev D, Father God, and give them the spirit of wanting to know who you are, Father God, and joining the church of Beloved Ministry, Beloved Church, Father God. We are just praying for those servant disciples that will come in and help do the work. There is so much for us to do, Father God, and we do not need any war flowers in your work. We need everyone to get serious and do your work, Father God. You have given us the order to go out and make disciples. That is our commission, Lord God. So we are just praying, Lord God, that you bring disciples not only to Rev D, Father God, but bring them into your churches, Lord God. Let them find church homes, Lord God, where there is great teaching of your word, Father God. Just your word, Father God, and nothing else, Father God. Not boutique churches, Lord God, but we need real churches. We need real reverends. We need real ministers. We need real people of God, of your heart, of your word, Father God, that would teach the people your world, your word, Father God. For we know if we do not know your word, we will perish, Father God. So, Father God, we are just so grateful. We are so thankful. We are so grateful for you, Father God, as I am, and of your Lord and servant, Jesus Christ, as I am, Father God. He is you. He is you who came down on earth to save us, Lord God. So we ask as we go through this day today, Lord God, that we remember our Christ, Lord Jesus. As we go through this day, we remember what he means to us and what he has asked us to do, Father God, by touching the hearts of others, by being kind to others, Father God, by being truthful to others, Lord God, by being there to help each other along the way, Father God. And we have to start with ourselves, Lord God. As Christians, we have to begin with each other. Let's hold each other accountable, Lord God. Let's speak the truth to each other, Lord God. Let us be able to come together in prayer, Lord God, in study, Lord God, and just in doing your work, Lord God. We ask this, Lord God, because you said whatever we ask for in prayer, we will receive, and if we have faith. So we have faith, Lord God, not only in Christ Jesus, we have faith in you, and we have faith that we will be able to do your work as you have called us to do. And in this, Father God, I pray, amen, amen, amen. So thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582, and the passcode is 8277806#. And you can also find the information on our website, which is belovedministriesny.com. Please send your prayer request to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. I am going to unmute the line so that we can greet each other.